Alaska is referred to by outsiders as the last frontier. It represents the wild, the wilderness, the unknown. But to Alaska natives, it's not a frontier, it's home, and has been home for a long time. And so we're comfortable in this wild. It's not a frontier and a wilderness. To us, it's home. And to us, it's the center of our universe. And I took the name from an Unungan, or sometimes known as Aleut, story. Their creation story involves these two hairy beings that fall from the sky and land on one of the islands down in the Aleutians. And the beach grass breaks their fall. And these are the first people. In their, creation stories that have been passed down from who knows how long, as far as they're concerned, this is the center of the universe. And I took and I wanted to use that because they, the word Alaska is an Unungan name, it's their, our state is named after one of their words. So I was like, I'll name this after one of their stories.
So episode one deals with the hairy man, or Inukpasuk. It's described as a lot like Bigfoot or Sasquatch, and lives up north in Utqiagvik. You're a Nupak and you grew up in Kotzebue. What was it like to essentially search for confirmation of stories I imagine you've heard for a long time?
It was really interesting. Utqiagvik is a little bit bigger than Kotzebue, but it was really interesting to talk to someone who I knew was just a very seasoned hunter, knows the difference between a lot of things out there. And just to hear, them talking about things they can't really explain. I mean, the word itself, Inukpisuk, if you break it down in our language, Inuk means person and Pisuk means walk. So if you flip it around, it means walks like a person. Why would they call something that? If it was an animal, they would have called it the name for it. They wouldn't have called it a walk. That one's name is walks like a person. What does that mean? So I wanted to see what, these elders had to say. I wanted to hear what these hunters, just to hear them tell what their experiences, out in the real wild, in the true wilderness. They never had microphones in front of them. And a lot of them felt really relieved to kind of talk about it and have someone interested in it.
As the type of person who cares so much about these stories and puts a lot of stock in the importance of storytelling, do some of these sound more reasonable than, it's just a myth?
Well, I'm the great-grandson of one of the last great Inupiaq storytellers. And I'm born and raised in Kotzebue, and he was from Notek. And I grew up studying his stories and realizing that within all these ancient stories that have been passed on, there's usually a sliver of truth in there somewhere. And I wanted to take these stories out and take them and look at them and where's the sliver? Some of them could be, I think that they're, talking to these hunters who spend a lot of time way out in the middle of nowhere, way, places most Alaskans won't even ever set foot. And to hear them, talk about their reality and their experience and, what they've seen, who am I? I can't judge their reality. I'm here to just hear their story, and you just be captivated by it, and just try to help share it. I've always loved stories of the unknown. Alaska is a big wild place, very magical, mystical place, even to this day, and I think it always has been. And our stories reflect that.